truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Told. Today, I have a very, very talented guest. He's a photographer. He's a YouTube sensation. He's a videographer. Everybody, it's Matthew Triola. Matt, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, for real.
So, Matt, kind of dropped the bomb that you're into photography there. So tell us, how and when you got into photography and videography. And
yeah, of course. So I really have always loved like movies and storytelling and comic books since, you know, most people when they started when they're like 5 years old, right? So ever since, you know, elementary school, love that kind of stuff. And then in middle school, I started making YouTube videos with my buddies. And we kept doing that like until high school. And then like I started picking up a bunch of different kinds of cameras and stuff. And I got a Canon T3i my senior year of high school. And I wanted it mostly to do videos. But then I started, you know, doing more photography because it was like usually just me at that point because all my other friends were busy doing other things. So I decided I want to just take more pictures and work on my eye, you know, capturing different kinds of stories visually. So I just decided to practice what I want to do like in film and videography, but take pictures instead. And so that kind of sparked more of my interest in photography. And throughout college, I got really into still videography and stuff like that. And it's kind of just been an upward trend since then, really. So yeah, that's really how I kind of got into it. Just kind of fell in. I learn something new every year that I'm in it. And there's always so much more to learn. You know, like I just finished reading this book and there's some things in that book that, you know, I should have known like 2 years ago. But like I'm just now learning. I'm like, oh, that made my life so much easier just knowing one little technique and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just loving it.
Hey, I'm almost 30, man. I'm still learning stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There's always something new to learn. That's the one thing that I always remind myself. Like, once I think, you know, I really like something that I made, I always kind of step back and think, well, I like this now, but am I going to really be as proud of it in a year when I learn something new? So, and be like, oh, I could have done this differently, or, you know, it's just a constant cycle of learning, relearning, unlearning old things that you thought were important, stuff like that.
No, you're right. I found that, you know, remaining teachable is key for growth, you know.
Exactly.
So who were some early influences on you when you first started?
Well, excuse me. Yeah, as I said, I kind of have a cold here, so I'll try to keep this as clear as possible. So let's see, some early influences, man, I'd say on YouTube, some early influences, excuse me, would probably be like Smosh and then Ryan Higa and some YouTube influencers like that. I used to just really be consumed by like their content and what they were making on YouTube. And it was hilarious because they were just like, you know, a bunch of guys just making funny videos with like the tools that they had. And the stories are hilarious. And the lower quality of the videos made it even that much more funny. But also like what they're able to do with a, you know, micro budget was amazing. And that was inspiring. Before that, like I always, you know, loved watching like Godzilla movies, like the Japanese yes. ones and stuff like that. Those were like things I grew up on. Like I loved how they were able to do everything practically, you know, like all practical effects and whatnot. also Sam Raimi, the director who did the first three Spider-Man movies back in the early 2000s. Those were like my film Bible, basically. I loved those movies. I still do today.
Right, Toby's the best.
he's my favorite. Like, but I still love Tom Holland. You know,
our boy Tom. We have to say right? that contractually.
Yeah, our boy Tom. Our boy Tom Holland. I like Tom Holland a lot. Not to digress too much. You know, I think that Toby's movies were overall more interesting and more, they had more depth to them. But that's not to say I don't like the new series at all. I do like them. I just, there's something about what Sam Raimi, the director, and Tobey Maguire and that entire, all around, I thought what they did were just insane, you know, and like the themes behind them were, I think, are just timeless. So those movies really, you know, kind of consumed me as a kid, you know. I was like, the first one came out when I was in kindergarten, and it was really inspiring. I guess those movies were kind of like the original Star Wars trilogy to like older generations, you know what I mean?
So some
filmmakers like, oh yeah, I grew up on the original Star Wars trilogy. It's like, well, I grew up on the prequels and then right. Spider-Man. So that's kind
the prequels
of like,
were good.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Revenge of the Sith is like one of my favorites. So, and I just like, yeah. So anyways, not to digress too much, but like, yeah. So that's kind of like what my background is and kind of like my inspirations growing up. And as I got older, of course, I kind of opened my mind to more film and different directors, different photographers even. And like, you know, with Instagram, and you know, just reading about different artists and stuff like that really opened my mind to different photographers and filmmakers and stuff that I could really connect with and draw inspiration from. Like on Instagram back in like, geez, probably my senior year of high school up until now, I've been following this guy called Jason M. Peterson. He's a Chicago-based photographer. He's on Instagram and he posts these awesome black and white landscape / like experimental photos. And like, I guess you could call them portraits too, but they're really interesting. You got to look him up. He has probably about like 1.3 million followers or something. I don't know.
But just like a few.
Yeah, just a few, you know, give or take. But he's been one of my favorites since high school. So I get more of the modern photography, but there's some great, you know, ones from the past, you know, 30, 40 years that I really like too. So, you know, oh, and also like Ansel Adams, he's, you know, a great landscape photographer. And I used to really be into landscape photography, still am today, but I've kind of opened myself to other kinds of photography. So, but yeah. So that's really, I guess, kind of like some inspiration and kind of what I've kind of been grown on, kind of, you know, kind of expanded myself from, if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely does.
Yeah.
And, you know, with someone like you who is so passionate about what you do, and, you know, with photography being so, you know, demanding and consuming, really, like, how do you find time to, like, pull yourself away to give yourself a break?
That's actually a skill I'm just learning, to be completely honest. Like in college, I think I had this problem or just kind of like this addiction to working. I still love working, right? I still love, you know, I get like a dopamine rush when I'm working and when I'm finishing something or just working on something that I care about. So, but after college, like this past year in 2019, which was a really crazy year, got a lot to say about 2019, but, you know, I, even last year, like I found myself just working like crazy, you know, and I didn't really give myself much of a break. But the past month or so, I've been able to be like, I need downtime, you know, I need time to just kind of not do any kind of editing or planning out photo shoots or planning out short films that I am working on, or don't write anything, just, you know, sit down, play a video game, read a little bit, you know, read a comic book, play, you know, Spider-Man on PS4 or something like that. And it's helped my productivity, and I think my mind kind of, like, with the critical thinking when I get back into my work. Because, like, when you can, like, relax your brain and just step away from your work for a little bit and come back to it, like you're at, like any other job, it's like really important. You know, I'm sure, like, with
absolutely.
You, well, you know, like with these podcasts and everything else that you're doing, it's kind of like, you know, you, it's a big part of your life, but you probably, as I do, like, you need time to step back and kind of just kind of reflect a little bit and have your own personal time.
Oh, yeah, it's, man, like, you know, you, a mental day.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like a double-edged sword, because, like, you do this kind of art, or, like, you do art because you love it and you want to express yourself through it, but then, like, you do it so much that you also need a break from it. Like, not like a long break, but you need to find time for yourself to go on a hike, you know, watch a movie or something, or paint or draw, just do something that's not like the one that you are focusing on, you know, like the one that brings the most, I guess, achievement to your life or the most reward to your life. You have to step away a little bit and then, of course, come back and everything. So it's an interesting thing I've definitely had to do. So I, you know, do a lot of, you know, I've been trying to get more in touch with, like, my friends and stuff, trying to keep that kind of, you know, bond with different friends I've had, you know, through college, through high school, and, like, you know, spend days just for myself or my family, and just don't even focus at all on what I'm writing that day, on a short film I'm working on, or a video or a photo I'm trying to edit right. I just say that's work related. Got to plop it to the side for a little bit and come back to it on Monday. So that's kind of what you have to do sometimes, but it's addicting because you just want to work on it till like 3 a.m. sometimes, which I do. Other days, it's like you got to realize that you need your sleep, and you have to, in order to get the best product from yourself, you have to sleep and let your mind, you're like, let your subconscious work on things. And it's proven to really help. So, yeah, how about yourself, dude? Like, what do, like, to, like, how would you answer that question?
You know, man, I've really found that exercise for me kind of like lets it all out, dude, when I feel like stressed or pressured. But like with what you said, I agree, playing video games and stuff like that as well, watching TV, just something to kind of let your mind drift off from all that focus. Because if you get burned out, you're not going to put out good quality work. And for everyone that listens, man, you know, having a mental health day is perfectly fine and normal. Like, I feel like everyone's entitled to one, you know, at least one every once in a while.
Yeah, that's part of my life these days. You know, it's, you're right, like, it really helps, like, when you're stressed out, to just go into the gym, do cardio for like 20 minutes or something, and then, you know, lift some weights or something, and it helps my attitude go from like 50% to 100%, like, remotivated or just rejuvenated in general. And it's amazing. So yeah, I started working out consistently like about a year ago, a little over a year ago now, but it's helped my mind just kind of work through things better, and my health, like my physical health too. So it's a really important aspect I think everybody should have. Like, everybody who's, you know, working 40 hours a week, still find time, you know, or like I'm doing like 50 hours a week, still find time at least a couple days a week to go to the gym. You know, it can change your life.
Or even do like some yoga at home for 20 minutes a day, you know, for 4 days.
Yeah.
That do a lot for you, believe it or not.
Yeah. You were telling me about that the other day. Yeah. How's the yoga going?
Dude, it's been great. And it's, you know, speaking of overall health, you know, I used to be 400 pounds at one point. I'm down to, you know, 205 now. So
dude,
I'm almost
congrats.
In the cruiserweight division.
There you go. That's awesome.
But no, I love the yoga. I've really got kind of like a good regimen down. I do it every day. I haven't taken any days off since I've started.
Good. That's awesome. Yeah, I got to get back like more consistent in the gym and just doing like even just working out at home, kind of like you're doing. So it's important to keep up with.
Absolutely. And speaking, you brought up college. You went to Muskingum College. Can you tell us about your time there and what you studied?
Yeah. So I was at Muskingum for 4.5 years. And let me tell you, every year there felt completely different than the last. But it was, you know, I feel like that's like every year is a little different in general in life. But there, like, you know, I went in undecided. I knew I wanted to make movies and I wanted to, you know, get into something in the visual arts, but I didn't know to what capacity or to what different kind, you know, because I could have gone into journalism, could go into more traditional filmmaking or some new media kind of thing, or do something completely different, get into, you know, I don't know, like become like an English professor or something. Who knows, right? So as a freshman, that's your mind's kind of trying to figure it all out. So I did take a lot of media classes. I think one of my first classes that I really liked my first semester was media literacy. Got like 100% in that class. And it just talks about a lot of different kinds of media and how to consume it and how to do it wisely. And also just like how media is distributed and stuff like that and how consumers consume it. Consumers consume it. So yeah, so that was a really fun class though, and you got to really kind of dissect how you consume your own media that like you find on your phone, your TV, laptop, whatever. And so I was like, huh, this is really cool. I can't get too excited. I want to stay pragmatic and be like, I need to find like a good major that will get me an awesome job, blah, blah, blah. As a freshman, you don't really see the bigger picture of things. That's something that you figure out as a sophomore, junior. So, you know, I kind of held back from just, you know, declaring my major in like media production, which I did not do, but I was really close to doing it. So, but I did join the media department there and in Orbit Media, which was our news / media conglomerate on campus, basically. So they do like a bunch of TV broadcasts. They have a radio station, and then they had a newspaper. So now it's like a magazine kind of thing. So I was part of the TV department within Orbit Media, and that was really cool. Like my first day there, I was like, geez, this is something I want to do. It's like an actual news station. You have, you know, people writing the scripts out. You have somebody running the teleprompter, somebody running camera one, camera two. You have everybody in the booth, like, you know, directing it, and an audio guy and the whole thing. And it's like you're all working as a team to make this 15-minute production run smoothly. It's like one living organism, but like all these different moving parts. And it just encouraged me more to like continue in some kind of media production. So I stuck with Orbit Media for about 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. And excuse me, sorry, I'm a little sick, like I said, but I'm here. So in that time, I, you know, was taking other classes. I declared as an English major and then an international business major. And so all that, I'll talk about that in a second, but with Orbit Media, I was there, like I said, 2.5 years, and my friend and I, we decided to make a show within the TV program, like the 15-minute program, which was called the Muskie Daily. Within the Muskie Daily, we had a 1-minute show. So within 1 minute, we reviewed a movie that came out that we saw. So my friend and I did about 50 episodes of that. That we produced ourselves, and we put it, you know, in every Muskie Daily. It was called 1 Minute Review, and it was really fun. Like we were able to both talk about movies while making videos and distributing it to, you know, our bigger program, like as a segment. And it was just really fun. And it felt like we were contributing in some way. And that was a little different. Excuse me. So that was really fun. We did that. And until my friend Aaron, he graduated. And so we had to stop, of course, because I was still, you know, I still like a year and a half left of college, but it was still really fun to do. And he has a podcast now as well, where he reviews movies and stuff like that. But anyway, so that was really fun. But I had other things I had to do in college, of course, like my classwork and a bunch of other organizations. So like I said, I was an English major, but also international business. I switched to international business to international affairs my junior year, probably end of my junior year, because I found that I had more interest in like politics and world affairs. You know, I was more inclined that way than more of the business side. So I stuck with that and I switched it. And I really loved a bunch of classes I was taking, like a bunch of history and political science classes, a lot of history classes, stuff like that, along with my English major course. And that was a really, really enriching experience, because as one of the famous directors of our time right now, J.J. Abrams, his dad told him to get a degree in something that will enrich his life in a way that he'll understand the world. So JJ's dad was like saying, you know, quote unquote, I want you, you know, I know that, you know, you want to make movies and everything, JJ, but you need to understand the world before you can do that. And JJ did that. He was like, I think it was like a history major or something. I forget exactly what he did, but he didn't go to school for filmmaking. A lot of filmmakers don't, like a lot of the big ones don't necessarily go a traditional, I'm going to get a film degree or whatever. But there's so many different ways to do it this day and age. You can go and be a film degree major or whatever and still do it. But there are just many different avenues and different approaches to it. So it's just really interesting to hear that. It was really comforting hearing that, because like I didn't know that J.J. Abrams' dad told him that until like a year after I had declared my English and international affairs double major. Still wanted to be like in film or something media related. Just didn't know how to like explain it to people. So yeah, that was big part of, you know, college right there, where my majors in Orbit Media. I was in a frat. I was treasurer of the frat, and then I became
part of the Senate, right?
I was also part of the student Senate for about 2.5 years, something like that. And yeah, so I did a bunch of stuff, kept me really busy. And I guess I was a little bit of a workaholic. I still think I kind of am. But like I said earlier, I am finding a little more balance. And I just like doing things. I like trying new stuff and really just, yeah. So that's a little long-winded, but I hope that kind of answered.
No, that did. And actually, you kind of said you were the chapter president of Delta Lambda. What was that experience like? And do you feel like those relationships that you made or were like fruitful later on in life and still, yeah, you know, continue to have those relationships?
Yeah. So Phi Kappa Tau Delta Lambda chapter. Our national organization is Phi Kappa Tau, and then our local is Delta Lambda. And yeah, so my relationships are still pretty fruitful to like today. I just talked to my one of my frat brothers today, and I was actually going to go see him today because his birthday is this weekend, but I'm like getting sick. So I told him, hey, dude, I should probably stay home and get better. He was like, hey, totally get it. So I'm going to see him soon and everything. But it was good that he was understanding about it, because we've been planning it for like 2 weeks. And of course, I get sick now, right?
Right. That's the luck.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of my friends, like closest friends, did come from my fraternity or like friends of the fraternity. So because like when you have an organization, you kind of like gravitate towards a certain group of people around you too, like that aren't actually in the organization. So you kind of like get your tribe, basically. So, excuse me. So, like, I'm like my tribe of my friends in college. And I still think I'm pretty close to them. I still see them every few months here and there because we're all over the country now. So it's like we can't all like see each other every weekend. But, you know, we all try to make time. You know, like I drove 3 hours proposal photo shoot. And then I drove another 3 hours down to West Virginia to see one of my friends or two of my friends. So like do stuff like that. You still find time. And it's nice, you know. And I have friends in Columbus. I have friends in Florida and all over the country. And we try to keep in touch. So I'm very glad I joined Phi Kappa Tau. I remember my freshman year, I didn't think I would ever join a frat, right? And then my second semester came around and I realized, wow, most of my friends are in this fraternity and they all seem like really real people and not just like, you know, fake people who or whatever. And I just decided to really be like, hey, let's be a team and continue this brotherhood in the right path. And that's what we did for about 4.5 years when I was there. Really happy. I'm still in touch with the current chapter. I'm their actual advisor right now. And, that reminds me, I need to get a hold of them and see how they're doing. Cause they just had elections not too long ago, but yeah, so I'd say it was really an experience since like a lot of the guys, like I was friends with that I am friends with in that frat are different than me. They're not like the same kind of person. We're like, it was really an interesting experience to learn about other people, like, and the brotherhood that are a little different. Yeah, different personalities and how to work with different personalities and how I'm still finding common ground, which I just like, that's really exciting for me. Like when I can, you know, talk to different kinds of people and still relate to them in some capacity. I think that's just like an exciting thing for me.
No, it's really an awesome thing about the world. That's how it's supposed to be, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And switching gears now, you know, I kind of brought it up at the beginning about your YouTube channel, which, by the way, is amazing. After this, everybody should be subscribed to it. You review videos, and you kind of add your own kind of comedy to it, which I love. Would you kind of elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, of course. I did mostly back starting last year. I started up doing movie reviews by myself and on my YouTube channel, Matthew Triola. And I also started doing photography related videos on that channel. And so I go back and forth between what I want to do between photography videos and film related videos. And so I do that kind of stuff. I'll either like review a movie, or I can like review like a product like in the photography world. Like one video I did, I just reviewed a flash for a camera. And it's just like, I like doing informational videos like that. And since I love filmmaking and photography, that's the stuff I like to talk about. So that's really what the channel is about. If you like photography and filmmaking and like the visual arts in general, then let's come hang out on my channel and let's, you know, I'll be posting more frequently again starting in February. So I try to post like once a week, although I haven't posted since, what is it, September, which is kind of funny. So I say I post consistently, but here I am, end of January.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I'm a liar. But yeah, so yeah, like I remember I started out that channel, like I've had that channel for years, but like I really revamped it last year and I found my voice and like what I wanted to do, like, you know, more in like film and photography stuff and not necessarily movie reviews, but, you know, film related topics and then photography related topics. So there's not going to be like a streamlined one or the other. It's going to kind of go back and forth. But I think that's how it, you know, that's how I want it to be right now. It could change in 6 months. But that's kind of where I'm at. I do want to post some short films on that channel. Show more people have been doing. Because I already have a couple short films on there. But, like, I want to post some more. And more consistently and more frequently. So 2020 takes me with that channel. People seem to like what I've been posting. They like mostly, I think, the photography related stuff. It's more of what I've kind of gravitated towards. And so it could change, like in the middle of this, I want to do, you know, something in painting. Who the heck knows? It's you know, that's the, I guess, the best part of having a small channel is you can kind of figure what you want to go on without, you know, making a huge fan base really angry, because I'll have like, what, 267 subscribers at this point, which is, you know, I'll take it. But if I did something a little different, you know, people would be like, oh, okay. And then we'll just see kind of where it takes me. So I'm excited.
Hey, man, I've watched it, too, and I'm excited as well. And I'm sure the people, you know, after they listen to this, when they go and subscribe, they're going to enjoy it as well.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I'm excited. So you'll be getting some updates here soon on what I've been doing more and everything like that on that channel. So hopefully I'm working on a video right now that I want to have done by, what is it, like February 8th or something, February 9th or 8th, I want to have a video up. So that's the goal, February 8th or 9th. So I hate announcing things before I'm finally done with them, because that always gets me into a trap of like pushing it back. So that's the other thing.
People set clocks now, they're waiting on you.
exactly. The pressure's on, but luckily I've already filmed a bit of it. So hopefully I can, get off my butt and just do it, finish it. So,
I just want to, you know, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. You're a friend, you know, you're a very talented guy. At this time, I'd love for you to, you know, drop all your socials where people can, you know, reach you and stuff like that.
Of course. Thank you. Thanks for having me on, dude. Like, it's been a blast. And I look forward to, you know, talking to you again soon. And, you know, working with you in the future. So my socials, yeah. So everything on social media right now, it's Matthew Triola. So Matthew, then T-R-I-O-L-A. It's my Instagram is Matthew Triola, YouTube Matthew Triola, then Twitter Matthew_Triola. So keep it streamlined on there. And then I also have a website now. It's just MatthewTriola.com. So everything is my name. Try to keep it simple for people. And yeah, hope you guys like what you see. And feel free to give me feedback. I like, you know, positive and negative feedback, because that's just as helpful as the positive. So yeah.
And of course, you know, I'm your host, James C. Turner Jr. You can find me on IG as that, or on Twitter at JPsAllDay1990. Matthew, thank you again so much.
James, thanks for having me on.
Anytime. And you guys make sure to tune in next week.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the songs say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain. Young G1.